Blog Talk Radio.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And I know, you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things. By the power of the Holy Ghost, a new wind is blowing right now, breaking my heart of stone, taking over like a Jericho, and my walls are all crashing down, but right now, I know you're able, and my
You never lost a battle, and you never will. As long as you believe the word of God, you'll never lose a battle. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're excited today for the word of God. We're excited about the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into this week's lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you, Father God, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we've been restored. It's in your word, Father God, that we become like you. It is in your word, Father God, that we have forgiveness. even sin. So I thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you for what the word say we are and who we are. I thank you, Father God, that someone will hear this broadcast and they will move into a direction toward you like never, ever before. I thank you, Father God, as the word of God goes forward today, that you will enhance it and that those that will listen and hear your move in on their behalf. So I thank you, Father God, for what your word says. And above all, Father God, I ask you to bless those who ask for prayer according to the word. The word says if two or more will touch and agree. So we are agreeing with anyone who wants to agree with the word of God. I thank you for it. I know you're able, so let me go ahead on and thank you right now, Father God, that we're going to learn today like we've never learned before. We're going to see some things today like we've never seen before. And these and all blessings we ask in Christ's name and his sake. We do pray. Everybody agreed. They said amen, amen, hallelujah. This week we're going to be talking about believing in the authority of the word of God. See, for the word of God to be the final authority, you have to believe it. To believe means you act on it. If you don't believe a thing, it's not going to happen. You got to believe it. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to believe. That's how people win ball games. Because they believe. Yeah. Well, when your belief is not there, then don't expect anything. So therefore, you have to believe in the word of God. The other day, yesterday too as well, those boys, they believed that they could be the purple people. The New York Giants believed it. And I heard them talking. They believed it. So they act like it. They went out there and act like it. The other day, I saw the game between, who was that, Kentucky. It was their number five team in the nation. And Kentucky, they hadn't been at all what they normally is. But they believe. Some kind of way they stopped believing that they can knock off the number five team in the nation. On their floor. See, that comes from believing. When I think about Evangelist Renee, that comes from believing. She believed in it. And because she believed in it, she was able to get her healing. So you have to believe in that the word of God has to be the final authority. So whatever it is, you have to believe. And that's what I'm going to talk about today and this week. I was sharing with somebody that Jesus is alive. Well, I read that. Now I know that. Well, yeah, I believe he's alive. No, you don't. If you don't believe it, you don't know it. In John 14:19-21, but see, it comes through believing, brothers and sisters. That's how that works. Well, before I go to John, let me say this. Paul wrote to the Galatians, and he said in Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, if you believe that the word of God is the final authority, you're going to walk in the Spirit. Now, what you have to do is figure out what the Spirit is. Well, walking in the word of God is walking in the Spirit. John 6:63 said, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. You're not just out here walking in something because you feel it. That's not walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit so you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh is walking in the word of God. Because the word of God will tell you you're dead. You've crucified the flesh. See? So then you don't have no desire to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's if you're making the word of God the final authority. Now, if you're not walking in the newness of life, or you're not walking in Christ, or, well, you know, it doesn't have that effect on your life because you don't believe it. You got to believe that the word of God has to be the final authority. And once you do that, that's when things began to change for you. Over in John, since I quoted it, John 14 and 19, you know, Jesus was telling the people, don't let your heart be troubled. Stop worrying. And I don't know, I'm put a pin there for a moment and tell somebody, but it's just a stop worrying. Mental illness is the number one killer, if they admit it or not, because people worried about nothing. Let not your heart be troubled. You that believe in God, believe in me also. That's what he was saying, because he's alive. You got to believe. So Jesus was telling Thomas, believe thou that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Listen, dear heart. That's what this is about. God and the word is the same. So the word of God has to become the final authority. So that's what Jesus said to the people. Hey, believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe this. Believe the words. If you ain't going to believe the word, believe the word of God. The 12th verse says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. The 13th verse says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, the word of God has to be the final authority. Let me get down here to where I want to be at. The 19th verse read like this. Yet a little while, and the world see me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. The 20th verse read like this. At that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that have my commandments and keepeth them, he is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas, let me just put a pin right there. Jesus said that he is alive. Jesus speaking said this. Not my word. You just have to make the word of God, the final authority. After a little while, the world will no longer see me. He said, but you'll see me. So people are saying, well, yeah, when the Lord come back, brother and sister, he's already back. He's in his spirit. But you can't see him because you want to see him through the optical nerve. And that's not the way you can see Christ. First of all, it's come through believing. You got to believe it. You got to make the word of God the final authority. I don't care if you see it. Doesn't matter if you feel it. The word of God has to be the final authority. then you'll understand. He that have my commandments and keep them. The word keep here means to do, okay? Everybody won't do the word of God. Everybody won't act on the word of God. But if you will act on the word of God, this will become a reality to you. I promise you. Because the word of God says it. And that's where you're standing there. You're standing on the word of God. So when the word of God says that Jesus is alive, guess what you're going to say? You're going to say he's alive. Because the word of God becomes the final authority. There's no debate once you make the word of God the final authority. Like the Bible says, we shall walk with faith. Well, some people walking about ideals, not or what they think or what they feel, but it's not the faith. Because if you're walking with faith, you're walking by what the word of God says. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is faith. God is his word. John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And without was anything made that was made. Listen, dear heart. After the crucifixion of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, two men were on the road, and they encountered Jesus. And now everybody thinking Jesus is dead. Like today, people, they think Jesus is dead because they don't see him through the optical nerve. But these two men realized who they had been with. They went to, the Bible says, to the 11 and told them, we seen the Lord. And they said, he is risen. There it is. You got to believe in the resurrection because the word of God says it, and you making that the final authority, and you watch your belief going to increase. You'll watch your faith increase. Most people like Thomas. If they can't see it and touch it and feel it, they don't believe it. And then there are those that want to believe what they want to believe. You know, you can talk yourself into believing stuff that's not even true. For instance, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to tell you something. If you believe in the word of God, you have eternal life. You know why? Because you're going to act like it. You're going to make the word of God the final authority. You don't have to have all this religious stuff for you to believe. Well, if I do this, no. I was talking to a sister the other day. She's a Seventh-day Adventist. There's a lot of people put a lot of stumbling blocks in your way, brothers and sisters. But if you make the word of God your final authority, you're going to have eternal life. But you got to believe it now. Can't just say it. You got to believe it. You got to move past stumbling blocks. Know that you have eternal life because the word of God is the final authority. Romans 10:9-13, God's word to us or to you and to me in that particular scripture clearly states that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe, there it is, and believe in your heart, not your head, but your heart. Most people get the 18 inches mixed up. You got to be able to go from head to heart. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will or shall be saved. For with the heart man believe it unto righteousness. See, the results will come. Believe in righteousness. You know why we should believe righteousness? Because the word of God is the final authority. If Jesus said he's forgiven us, and 2 Corinthians 5:21 says he made him who knew no sin to become sin. Well, that's what you believe. That's the final authority. Yeah, but my pastor said, it doesn't matter what your pastor say. where the bishop, it doesn't matter. The word of God has to be the final authority. So whosoever believeth in him will not be disappointed. You know why people are disappointed? Because they don't believe. They don't believe that the word of God is the final authority. Now, when you place that word above everything, it doesn't matter if you're Jew, Greek, or whatever. For it's the same Lord is Lord overall. The same Lord has all kind of riches as far as salvation, as far as goodness. And the Lord began to show me this, and I want to tell you all this. Brothers and sisters, you have to make the word of God the final authority in every subject, in every situation. You got to get born again by the word of God. 1 Peter 1:23 says that we are to be born of the incorruptible seed. People say that, but they don't believe that. Because if you believe it, then you will become one with the word, and the word become one with you. See, that's when you know you're into God for real, because you have submitted yourself to the word of God. Not talking. A lot of people want to talk themselves into the word of God in some kind of way. But the Bible says, put away all filthiness, superfluousness, and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your very soul. See, in James 1:18, the word of truth is produced in you, and it make you that kind of first fruit. Now, I have to say this. The truth is the word of God. I'm not talking about my truth, your truth. I'm talking about the word of God. Truth has to be the final authority. You don't have to try to shape it. You ain't got to mold it. You ain't got to critique it. Yeah, but pastor, but preacher. No, it ain't none of that. When the final authority, when the word of God becomes the final authority, here's what you're going to get. Red is red. Yellow is yellow. Black is black. So it's going to be line on line, precept on precept. That's what it's going to be. There is no debate. There is no argument here. Now, if you don't want revelation knowledge, yeah, you're going to be debating everything and arguing about everything. But when you make the word of God the final authority, you're the church. That's the part that folks don't want to hear. But that's, boy, I just love it. I love it. Because I don't mind being in the church. I don't mind being anything the word of God say I am. It don't bother me one bit. I'm what the word of God said. I do what the word of God say to do. If I've offended you, if I've harmed you, the word of God has to be the final authority. You know what it says to do? For me to forgive you. And likewise, you forgive me. So when you make the word of God the final authority, there is no... Yeah, but, no, he said forgive. As your heavenly Father have forgiven you. I was talking to a young man, and bless his heart, prayed with him. He got raped, and he was ashamed to go before and tell people. So he was in bondage, and I told him, I said, you're not free. You got to get rid of that. Listen, brothers and sisters, you're dealing with some people out here that they need to be free. And the only thing going to set them free is the word of God. Well, John 8. But you see, that's what you have to make the final authority. Not no, clinical, this, they told him he need all kind of mental this, he need that, and the third. And that's what they know because they're in the flesh. That's how they deal. That's how they deal with that. But when you go to the scripture, John 8 says, I think it's John 8:32. Let me go over here and find this because I want you to hear this. People talking about, man, you ain't not going to get free because you went to some head shrink. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with doctors, brothers and sisters. Doctors is for sick people. But there is nothing to cure mental but the word of God. And it starts with what Jesus said to the Jews. To those Jews which believed on him. There it is. Believed. They believed in the word of God. They believed that the word of God was the final authority. So Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, not a truth, but the truth. And the truth shall make you free. That's what's going on. You want to be free? Get into the truth, not just open up your Bible. A lot of people open up their Bible and they think, well, I'm in the truth. No, the truth is inside that truth that you think that's true. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the word of God being the final authority. So you want to be free? The word of God has to make you free. Yeah, but Pastor, my situation is different. Listen, brothers and sisters. You have not made the word of God your final authority. When you make the word of God the final authority, then you realize 2 Peter 1:4, the word of God give us exceedingly and great and precious promises to be partakers of a divine nature and let you escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. You gotta get away from the world way of thinking, the world way of doing things. I'm gonna speak something to somebody today. Because you believe in the word of God, those things that you've been believing for, they're gonna come true. Because the word of God has to be the final authority. It doesn't matter what it is. And I know a lot of times people, they just want to think in the flesh, houses, cars, land, blah, blah, blah. And don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters. Above all, God wants us to be in good spirit. He wants us to have a good life. He don't want you living in the ghetto, even though the third world nation, all those people want is a piece of bread. God don't want us like that. God wants you to be like him. That's what the enemy don't want you to know. God wants you to act like him. And to do this, you got to believe it. It's the word of God allow us to be sanctified by truth. The word is truth. That's what sets you apart. Other than that, you look just like your neighbor. Other than that, they'll mistake you for being whoever they are. Because a lot of times, people, they mistake you for being what they are or they think they are. It takes the word of God to separate you. It takes the word of God to sanctify you. Because you have made the word of God the final authority. That's when you can honestly, truthfully say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's when you can truly say, I'm one with God. Then you know that the power is in the word, and because you're in the word, the power is in you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited for the word this week, and for the word's sake, I thank God that those that are believing in it become true to you. Hallelujah. Okay. This is the part of, if anybody have any questions or anything they want to share on the word of God, press 1. Hallelujah. Anyone want to share something about the word today, press 1. If not, hey, we'll see you all tomorrow.